Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, that's right, it's Chris McMonagle. It's madness, baby. Are you sure the post game's over? I don't have to come on. You guys can talk for another 4 hours. 877-337-6666. You know the number. Let's get it going. On an early Saturday morning after one hell of a night of basketball. How about that? Fairleigh Dickinson from New Jersey, the little school that nobody thought could. Let's be honest, they shouldn't even be here. It doesn't matter. With an impressive victory the second time in the last 5 years. A 16 seed has beat a one. And oddly enough, I was on that night. We'll get into that a little bit more because I have a funny story about it. But I followed UMBC and that tournament that year. I was on the night after that game. And I'm on the night again. I'm on tonight after this game or this morning after that game. What an impressive victory. And much like that UMBC victory, this wasn't a lucky fit, you know, have a slog of a game. Although, you know, Purdue did miss a ton of shots, and that's really where the game was lost. But they took it to him, man. Fairleigh Dickinson outplayed this team from jump. They had the lead at the half. They outplayed him in the second half. They made things impossible for Edie, who could be the player of the year. And Purdue's best player down low made it impossible. Constantly had two guys on him, made it impossible to get down there. And their guard play was just so much better than Purdue. It's not even worth mentioning. This was an incredible performance. This was not. Now, Purdue didn't play well. Purdue, again, as you look at it and what it takes, there's always two sides when you have upsets like this. But I want to make sure we give Fairleigh Dickinson credit because the Knights played fantastic. Moore was fantastic in this game. They knew the game plan. The coach was talking about it after their first win in the 68. That they had a good matchup against Purdue, and he was right. Whether or not he was a little bashful after the game and wasn't sure he actually won, you know, Tobin Anderson, the head coach of Fairleigh Dickinson, didn't really care to go over it again. But he was caught on camera saying this was a good matchup, and it was. And they outplayed them from the jump. And last night you saw, I don't even know if it's arguable, the greatest upset in college basketball history. Now, I don't know college basketball history like the back of my hand, but it's tough to imagine a bigger one than this. This is the 68th team of 68 teams in this tournament. They come from the worst conference in Division I basketball. It's ranked the worst. The NEC is the worst conference. They didn't win the regular season of that conference. They did not win the tournament. They got in on a technicality because Merrimack could not get in because they've only been in the league for 4 years. They lost the regular season. They lost the tournament in the worst conference in Division I, and they just beat the number one seed. That is as big an upset. We love March for the Cinderellas. We love March for the upsets. It kind of sometimes can hurt the tournament moving forward when all, you know, because it sets, now this sets up a path for Duke, whatever. But, I mean, this is as big an upset as you can have. And this is what we live for. This is why we love this tournament. This is why people like me, to be totally honest with you, who are just casual or even less than that, college basketball fans, get all wrapped up in these 2 days in particular because you see stuff like this. You see a team that I know people. I think people thought Purdue was a fraud. You heard that left and right. Arizona is another one who lost to another New Jersey team in Princeton. Virginia with the loss, they've kind of been a team that either wins the championship or loses in the first round. There's a handful of teams, and Purdue has now cemented their legacy as a team that, you know, absolutely chokes it in the tournament here, as they have now lost to a 13 seed or worse three consecutive years. St. Peter's last year in the Sweet 16 as a 15 seed, and 2 years before that, North Texas as a 13 seed. Three consecutive seasons, they have lost to a 13 seed or higher. They have cemented themselves as a choke artist in the NCAA tournament. So I think people thought Fairleigh Dickinson was a live dog here a little bit because they don't think much of Purdue. And boy, were they right, because Purdue was awful in this game too. I said there's two stories. I want to focus on the Fairleigh Dickinson part, because they played great basketball and they deserve all the flowers, which is the new term for praise. All the flowers, all the praise. But the fact of the matter is Purdue looked scared in the second half of this game. It got to them. Their history of losing to high seeds got to them in this game because they were afraid to shoot the basketball. The broadcast said it. It was obvious. They didn't want to shoot it. Edie, their player, did not put up a shot in the last 9 minutes of the game. He went up and got a rebound and brought it back down and had it stripped at a big moment in this game. They played awful. The reason they lost this game is, you know, we all guard play, three-point shooting. You know how important it is in college basketball and in the tournament. Purdue was 19% from three, 5 for 26. They were 35% from the floor at 19 for 53. They put on a brick house. This was a brick show. It was ugly basketball from Purdue, but it was forced by this upstart team that nobody thought had a chance in this game. I mean, honestly, I know what we think of Purdue. Forget that. Again, this is from the worst conference in the sport and a team that isn't even clearly the best team in that conference. They win their round of 68. They get into the 64. It's a conference that has never won a game inside the round of 64. Not one. 0 for 31, I think the stat was. And they come out and they take it to Purdue. This little team from New Jersey, from Teaneck, from Hackensack, takes it to the one seed. Now, can they win the next round? Who cares? It doesn't matter. Probably not. We all know what's going to happen. It's the same thing that happens to most Cinderellas. It's going to end after one game. But this is why we love this tournament, because anything can happen. And I think the coach said it. He was stealing from Kurt Russell, playing Herb Brooks in the Miracle movie. Play them 100 times, you probably lose 99, but not today. And it was just an excellent basketball game. They made everything look so difficult for Purdue. Everything. Down the stretch, blocking shots, out-hustling for rebounds, everything. They were the team that wanted it more, without question. Without question. And so much of this game, especially when your team goes ice cold, it's about effort, it's about defense, it's about hustle, it's about coaching. And now Matt Painter, I mean, geez. Him and this Boilermaker team are creating a legacy here, unfortunately, one you don't want. I mean, and this year they were dominant at times in the regular season. Clearly deserved to be a one. At times thought maybe they could be the overall one. And they just put up a miserable performance and allowed a team that didn't even belong there. And how they allow that in the first place, how the NEC Conference or Division I basketball allows a team that's ineligible for the tournament to play in the conference. Why? Why allow that game that doesn't mean anything to be played? They shouldn't be allowed to play the tournament. It's stupid. Because now, I mean, it makes for a great story. It adds a little bit. It adds a little panache to the idea what Fairleigh Dickinson has done here. And the idea they shouldn't even be in this tournament, quite frankly. But none of that matters. All that matters is you got another great day of basketball. And so far, it's been a good tournament. The same thing with Princeton, who played a great game as well. Now, that one, I'm a little less. I want to give them credit, too. Princeton played a great game. Arizona was putrid down the stretch of that game. Just absolutely putrid. Could not get a shot off. It was embarrassing, the shots they were taking. They couldn't score a basket the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game. Purdue at least looked like they were functioning a little bit and were just missing shots. But this is what the tournament's about. And it's the second time in history, a little school from New Jersey, no less, knocks off the one seed, 16 beats a one. And again, I was here for UMBC. Now, that was a dominating performance. They won that game by 20 points. They ran Virginia out of the gym. That was an embarrassing effort from Virginia, and UMBC looked unbelievable. It wasn't so pronounced, but this was not a lucky pull it out. You know, the one seed goes cold in the second half, and somehow you play a slog of a game and figure out a way to hit a last-second shot the way Furman did earlier in the tournament yesterday, or Thursday, should I say. This was a game. They outplayed them. They were the better team. Fairleigh Dickinson, believe it or not, from the NEC, was a better team than Purdue today. There's no question about it. This was not lucky. This was not a bad call, a lucky shot, an injury, their best player fouling out, or whatever other circumstance you can think of where these upsets can kind of happen where you can go, hey, you know, things happen. This was one team better than the other. Fairleigh Dickinson deserved to win this game. This was not a fluke game. They outplayed them. So when he says, you know, oh, played them 100 times, might lose 99, I'm not so sure. Sometimes matchups make these games, and this was a matchup with the guards of Fairleigh Dickinson and the defense of Fairleigh Dickinson and the way they kept Edie from even getting the ball at times. Again, not a shot in the last 9 minutes. This was a dominating performance, and it was a lot of fun, and this tournament's been fun ever since it started. It's really been a good tournament so far. And these games are just, a lot of them have been close. Some of it's been chalky. There's been a few big upsets, but the games have been close. They've been good. And it sets up, as much as we love Cinderella's, when chalk wins, it sets up for better tournament as you go along here. And obviously, Purdue is out. Arizona's out. There's a handful of upsets here, but last night was special. Watching that game is fun. Watching that game is special. It doesn't matter what they're going to do in the next round if they lose by 30 points. It doesn't matter. They'll always remember this. We'll always remember it. And this little school out of Hazlitt, New Jersey, just knocked off a number one seed in the tournament. It doesn't get better than that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!